Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. For He chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. Love you forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. A popular children's book shows a mother who sweetly rocked her baby every night and promised to love you forever. She continued to do this as the child grew through the terrible twos, rebellious teenage years, and into adulthood. The real heart-wrenching part of the story is when the mother was too feeble to hold her grown-up son. So he held her and sang her the same sweet song, promising to love her forever. So it goes. A parent's love is passed down to babies who someday have babies of their own, and the whole story of human love continues through the generations, right? While the story is touching, it illustrates a point. In most cases, love only lasts so long. Eventually, death comes calling, and love as we knew it is no more. Consider what Paul wants you to hear in Ephesians chapter 1, the promise that you have a God who not only can love you forever, but in Christ, He actually does. Living as sinners in a sinful world, it can be easy to feel disconnected, isolated, and unloved when it comes to our fellow humans. Because of our sin, we were disconnected from our holy God, blind to His goodness, and hostile to His ways. But because of His great love for us, He chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. No more wondering what God thinks of you. In Christ, He's made Himself clear. He loves you forever. The plan that God hatched in eternity, He put into effect in time by sending His Son into the world to save it. Your need for forgiveness led Jesus to allow Himself to be covered by your sin. Your need for life so consumed Jesus that He was swallowed up by your death. But the chains of death couldn't hold Him in the tomb. 3 days later, Jesus rose again to make you this promise that not even death can undo. A promise that your sin is forgiven and heaven is won. He so coordinated all the events of time and history to make sure that the good news of this promise was proclaimed into your ear at this very moment. Do you really think a God who loves you that much could ever fail to provide everything that you need? Of course not, because in Christ, He loves you forever. We give thanks in prayer. Dear God, thank you for loving me forever in Christ. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.